Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. This is Lock and Load, and guess what? Wrong music. Guess what? If this sounds like the return of Think, Aim, Fire, well, everybody thinking that wins. But I have nobody's address to send you the prize. Joining me now is investigative reporter Lee Williams and tactical instructor from Gamut Resolutions, Bob Keller.
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, so good to have you back. Yeah, sorry about the 2 or 3 weeks there. I wasn't able to come on.
But, you know, your range is taking off. That's cool as hell, and you are ever in demand, either that or you're lying, and you did overthrow a small government somewhere, but I won't ask you about that. Although I didn't see any small governments change hands.
Hey, it was all legit.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're not under oath. So we have big news here in Florida. We can now carry without a permission slip from the government. We have our unlicensed carry law. You live 20 minutes north of me, Bob. Are the streets running red with blood up there?
Nope.
Have you seen any change whatsoever?
No.
Yeah. So much for all the doom and gloom.
I know it. Yeah, it's just a ridiculous split. It didn't stop anything, so we're good.
Yeah, no people shooting each other over parking spots, no fist fights turning into gunfights, nada.
Yeah.
But because of that, I mean, I get a lot of first-time questions. So I got the ultimate guy to ask, do you have any kind of standards or test that you think somebody should be able to achieve before they go out and carry a defensive handgun? I mean, if I came to you and I said, Bob, work with me here. I've never fired a gun in my life. At what point would you say I was ready? I'm not talking legally or morally or anything like that. Just operation of the pistol.
I don't really have a standard for that. I mean, I have other standards, and I have standards to where I have drills that I would say, like, if you were going to be operational with me where I'd want you to be, I'd be able to do these drills, but I don't actually have, like, any time standard or drills for, like, concealed carry. But, I mean, that could change, obviously, shooter to shooter. If it was going to be just me watching them and approving it, I mean, that could be, depending on the person, could be 1 hour's worth of shooting, or it could be 3 days worth of shooting. You know?
Okay.
Like, if it was just me watching and me saying, okay, you're proficient, you're safe, you're accurate, you're I wouldn't even say the speed would become anything at that point. It's more about the safety, weapons handling, and accuracy would be my big thing I'd be looking for. But it'd be hard to put, like, just one simple drill and be like, okay, once you can do this, you're done. Yeah. That could mean me watching saying, okay, I think you're there. But that could be different for every shooter.
Okay. And I noticed you mentioned safety first.
Yeah. that's pretty much first everything I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
when it comes to firearms.
Yeah, I mean, I think that hits everybody. They get this mental image in their head of some kind of qualification course that they should have to pass, you know. But I think if you're, I think you're 100% right. You have to be safe first and foremost.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say before I start all my classes. The biggest thing I want you to get out of any of my classes is become smarter, safer, and more confident. Yeah. And by those first two, gives you the confidence. And I think most shooters go to just the shooting first. I don't think that builds as much confidence as knowing what you're doing and being safe, and then learning how to shoot. Like that all builds on being more confident as a more confident shooter. If you're more confident, you're going to be able to stick it out and get tight.
And for safety, for concealed carry, you're talking the draw and then reholstering and not flagging anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is, it's all simple stuff to work on, but not many people actually pay attention to that. They just want to shoot.
Right. Right.
And I think that goes into just better ways to train too. I got all my classes. I do a lot of reps, not only on the ready up deals and the bats, but I force, when it comes to pistol, I force everyone to go back to holster every time they're done shooting. So you're getting more reps for that, which I think because of that safety part is a huge deal. But most people, when they go to the range and they shoot, they come out of the holster one time, even if they're allowed, and then they shoot the whole magazine and then they go back to holster. You're not getting any reps of going to the holster and coming back out.
Yeah. So, well, and it is so important when you're talking concealed to get those reps in because it is so much more difficult.
But people get lazy and they just want, all they do is focus on the shooting. So they come out of that holster one time, they'll shoot two or three, they'll go back to their chest, they'll shoot two or three or five, and they go back to their chest. By the time they go slide lock, they reload and then they go back to holster. So I got one drop stroke out of it. That's a stupid way to train.
I got to tell you, being on the board of Florida Carry, we talked with NRA, we talked with our friends at GOA, we talked with NAGGER and the other pro gun groups here in the state of Florida, and every single one of us is committed to open carry. We didn't get that this time around. We don't have pure constitutional carry like they do in other states because constitutional carry involves open carry. Whether you like it or not, it is part of the Second Amendment. It's the bearing arms part. Whether you would do it or not doesn't matter. So and we are committed to getting it. We being Florida Carry are going to unleash hell on our lawmakers to try and push open carry through as quickly as possible. So I think it's important to talk about some open carry tips. You're a big advocate of a security holster if you're open carrying for civilians, correct?
Yes.
You don't think we should be using the Kydex, just no security, if you're going to open carry as a civilian? I would tend to agree with you.
Both of you guys have seen crappy holsters. I mean, you don't have a holster, you have no retention. I mean, you're getting in and out of your car, you're picking something up off the ground. I mean, guns coming out.
Yeah.
Which is not good. That's just on that aspect. But yeah, if you're not paying attention to someone, you have open carry. I mean, anyone can grab that. Anyone can grab that gun pass.
Would you, I carried a gun openly, obviously, when I was a patrol officer. And we had buku weapon retention training.
I'll tell you what, before we get too deep into this question, we're coming up on the first break. Now, okay. Bob Keller, who has been very busy, he's been in some banana republic overthrowing some tin pot dictator. He likes to tell us that he's been training people. But we know better. But he is the creative mind behind Gamut Resolutions. You should check him out. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. He's the lone reporter at ArmedAmericanNews.com. And everything that he writes begins its life at thegunwriter.substack.com. And when our stars align right and all three of us are free at the same time, we get together and we make this little segment called Think, Aim, Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think Game Fire. We were just about to get into the meat of a question concerning how do you secure your gun with open carrier if you are not a LEO or something like that. And I guess the premise here is if you don't want to carry a holster the size of a box of Wheaties.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, when I open carried, I mean, we had a lot of weapon retention training, and I got to tell you, if you do it right, it can be really vicious. If somebody goes for your gun, you can literally
depending on how they grab it, you can literally pop their arm, break it in a couple of places, which is why you need good training. Would you offer weapon retention, Bob? Do you think if the demand gets there, is that something you would consider?
I've done instructors and done a couple of classes that incorporates that, yes.
Yeah, I think if people are going to start open carrying, I think that would be a hell of a thing, especially for you to put out there, because you're reaching, really a good tactical crowd. And I would love to refer, because I'm getting inundated with emails about it. Love to be able to, and we'll talk offline about it, refer folks to you for that weapon retention, because in my humble opinion, I don't know if you agree or disagree, if you're going to carry openly, you better know how to defend that weapon and how to retain that weapon.
Well, I think any training, good training, but if you want to simplify it, that then not, because who knows who you're going up against. I think it all starts with situational awareness.
Yep, 100%.
You should know how to defend if it happens, but you just don't let yourself get in that situation if you're open carry. And you make the decision to open carry, you got to be switched on all day.
But, yeah.
You have to be watching your surroundings.
Watch it, especially you go through a crowd, there's people behind you on the sidewalk.
Yeah, so easy.
That thing is a liability. Well, good. We'll talk about that more offline. I'm so glad I got you back now, because I want to talk about hot weather. And, brother, it is, 94 here in Sarasota?
Yeah.
With, a 1,000,000% humidity. Are you training in this type of weather? And what kind of hot weather training tips can you offer other than drink the hell out of water?
Besides drinking water, take breaks.
Yeah.
If you're out in the sun, no shade, and you start getting hot and not paying attention, take a damn break or quit. And I think too many people will go to the range with a schedule. They're like, I'm going to be on the range for 2 hours. I'm going to work on this, this, and this. And then they get there after an hour and they're just totally depleted, but they were going to do another hour and, a certain amount of drills, and they keep doing it. If you're at the point, it doesn't matter if it's heat or not. If you ever get to the point where you're not paying attention, 110% focused on what you're doing, you either need to take a break and stop for a little bit, or just walk off the range and be done for the day. And that is way easier to happen in the summer. Some people might think they can last an hour on the range, and then 20 minutes into it, they're nothing but sweating and not paying attention. Well, then you only get 20 minutes of shooting that day. If you're asking me, that's how it should be. Don't fight through it and be like, I'm going to stay for another 20 minutes because that's what I had in mind. You're just wasting money at that point.
Yeah, and I think you put yourself in a position where you could become a liability.
Well, then absolutely. Yep.
I've never seen it in any of your classes, but I audited another class where a student went down. And I was out at another range where another instructor grabbed me and said, hey, look at that guy. He's going to go down. And, nothing is cool about going down with a handgun in your hand.
No. Yeah, no, I tell people to take breaks all the time. If I see them hurting, I'll be like, hey, why don't you just sit out, the next drill or the next 20, 30 minutes. There's no shame in that at all. But most people will be like, I don't want to be the guy to pull out the range because I'm getting dizzy or whatever, so they try fighting through it. It's a liability.
Yeah, and the next thing there's a bad bang. I remember one of your classes, until it clouded over, we were going to shoot from underneath the overhang because it was so damn hot and sunny. And then thank God it clouded up. You're really conscious about that. I like that. You're not gonna let somebody get into that position where they become a liability.
Nope, try not to. That's why I try to make them feel comfortable about taking a break.
Yeah, definitely. Last range related topic. You got Shoot and Save coming up in September.
Yep.
There's still spots?
I think there's 5 or 6 spots left, yeah.
Okay. I just got to put a shout out. This is some of the best training you're going to get. Not only is Bob teaching the shooting, but you kind of round robin it, and same guys coming out.
Yep. D-Day response.
And they're all 18 deltas.
Most of their cadre are 18 deltas. Yes, or the equivalent.
Okay, that's an SF medic for those of you who may not know that. And these guys have all used their skills real world.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's just teachable key stuff, but they do all the med stuff, and like you said, you kind of round robin it, switch after half the day, so you get the shooting involved, then you get the med stuff. But that course is really tailored to be a medical course. It's just you have the shooting in there, it kind of gives, I mean, time on the range is, no matter what, is good, but it kind of gets people to be more involved with the med training just by letting them shoot a little bit.
And you have a final exam that I'll never forget, which was fun and
the live fire scenarios with the meds. It's crazy how people end up losing their mind just by adding a little bit of meds and play into it.
Shooting.
Yeah, you watch people do everything right on my portion, you know, throughout the 2 days, and then when it goes live fire, adding in the med training or the med scenarios, people that were doing everything perfect, you know, on the shooting side, just kind of it goes to crap because their mind's now thinking about the med stuff. So it's an eye-opener for people to be like, holy crap, I would have never thought I would have screwed this up just by thinking of something else.
Yeah.
It's a really, I mean, not only is it good for the med side, but yeah, just getting them involved in that, the live fire scenarios at the end is a good eye opener.
Yeah, and you know, it's more than just the tourniquet. I mean, we're plugging holes.
Yep.
And that's huge, huge. I'd like to see at least an hour out of every tactical class devoted to at bare minimum a tourniquet if you're not going to get into putting plugging holes, because it's so important, man.
Yep. I mean, everyone should know how to do that.
Yeah, 100%.
Even Bill.
Yes.
Even me?
Were you sleeping, Bill?
I got plenty of trauma kits laying around here. I got all kinds of questions. I'm just waiting my turn. Coming up on the next break. Damn it, Resolutions. That's where Bob Keller does his stuff. Lee, of course, Lee writes all over the internet. His stuff is everywhere. Armed American News, SAF.org, and thegunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The Secret Service says it's unable to connect anyone with the cocaine that was discovered in the White House.
The investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House has come to a close, with the Secret Service saying they were unable to identify a suspect. Despite examining numerous individuals who entered through the West Executive Avenue entrance, the law enforcement agency could not pinpoint a person of interest. I'm John Schaefer.
Weather forecasters are predicting Phoenix, Arizona will break a near 50-year-old heat record, with temperatures reaching at least 110 degrees in Phoenix. Vermont's governor has toured areas of his state hardest hit by flooding this week. At the Woodstock Farmers Market, Amelia says the last 72 hours has been a roller coaster.
From the time we got the news that the parking lot was beginning to flood to the time when About 12 hours later, we were evacuated.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think Aim Fire. Just as we were going to break, Mr. Keller was asking me if I agree with any of that stuff. You know, right here behind me, Bob, which there's no way you could know this, I've been working on my Antifa welcome wagon bag. In it, I have a newly Form 1 approved 300 blackout with eight-inch barrel. I have a nice little blue Force Gear chest rig with four spare magazines and a trauma kit from Dark Angel Medical in there.
There you go.
And, you know, some other accoutrement to go with it.
You need a big knife.
Some smoke to dip.
I do have a bag. Yep. No, I don't. I can't smoke or dip anymore. I, after I had the heart attack, I mean, I can't even smoke cigars now. There's no way for me to look cool. I can't even vape.
Terrible, no cigars.
But I do have a K-bar ripoff that I bought in a clothing store back in Germany in the 80s that my knife maker son finally put an edge on. I mean, I could use this to behead somebody now. This thing's sharp. I used to use it as a spare tent stake. It never had any other utility before it got an edge on it. Well, I guess I could put that in the welcome wagon bag, too.
I would make sure you get a better knife than a K-bar ripoff. But anyway, I digress. This first question is from Lee in Sarasota, because we haven't had the opportunity to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I like the question.
Tell me about the Staccato CS. Is it true you like it better than the C2?
Yes, that is true.
Heresy. But the mags don't fit, right? It's a proprietary mag.
Well, it's a smaller mag.
Yes.
Slimmer.
It's a slimmer mag, yeah, so they can slim down the pistol grip quite a bit, actually. And I think that's why I like it. I bring them to all my classes to be able to use. And just like any gun, it's what feels better in your hand, right? So the CS, when I first tested it, it was crazy. I don't get excited about things very often. I called them from the range and said, you created the perfect pistol. But now that's just for me. Like that pistol grip's not going to be ideal for everyone.
Well,
but for me, like that CS, that is straight up my carry gun, and it would be my tactical gun if I was still operational.
See the
on your holster on your gear.
What do you mean?
It fits in all of it. It fits in every Staccato holster. It fits in the same Staccato holster as your C2 and as a P and as a XC and an XL. It fits the same holster.
But you were saying, would I carry it on my holster on my kit?
Yeah.
No, it'd be, I never did it on my kit. It was, if I was operational, I was carrying a pistol. It was in a holster.
Okay.
But the CS to me is straight up the perfect gun for me.
I'm trying to find, I got one, Bob. I'm trying to find a good concealed carry holster for it.
I'll go to Black Point Tactical. I'm sure they got them.
That's what I'm using for my concealed. But a lot of people are like, it's a little bit too small for like my patrol gun or my tactical gun. It's like, to me, that would be my full size gun. But it's also slimmed down to where it is more comfortable. And that's why, for me, it's ideal because I can control that gun as a tactical pistol, but it's still slimmed down more to where it actually is more comfortable for my carry.
It is definitely a staccato. When you shoot it, it's definitely a staccato.
Yeah, it was crazy. First time I saw
I do have one that might come to rival it, which is the C2 Limited, which was the one with the integrated compensator built onto it.
Yeah.
But it'll rival it as far as shooting, but not as far as size and concealability.
Right. Yep. So by having that, like the smaller, compared to like the P or even the C2, it is it's a little bit more snappy.
Of course.
But I can control that thing, I would say, just as well as a P. It's just a little bit more snappy at this.
It's because of the weight. It don't weigh as much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to tell you, man, I hate to disagree with you, especially since I haven't shot it yet, but I will. But that C2, that to me is everything you just said about the CS, the C2 is for me. That is the ultimate pistol.
And I've had numerous people shoot it and that have Staccato P's or C's that say that they like the C2 better than the P. And that's why I said it for me, not for anyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's depending on hand type. The C2 with a bigger, or the P with a bigger pistol grip might fit other people's hands better. It was just cool to be able to do that. Slim down the mag, slim down the pistol grip, have it, more comfortable concealed, but for me, still be able to control it like a P or C was just, that was just awesome.
My only problem will be if I switch over, I got like $500 in mags.
Yeah.
I would not switch from the C2 to the CS simply because I was like, well, this is the trendy one. I got to go to this. I think they came out with the CS because when they came out with the single stack C, that was the industry concealed carry weapon of the year.
Yeah.
And when they came out with the C2, well, that made it bigger, right? It was a bigger gun. The 8 shotgun shot just like a big boy, but, you know, the C2 gave you all of that. But then it got bigger. So somebody out there is like, this certainly got to be a way we can do this and still win this award again. I got to have another. So they made the CS, and now the CS is, it supplants a bunch of guns. I mean, if somebody were to hand me all the bells and whistles on the most custom P365 in exchange for my stock CS, I'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, this question's kind of old, but I'm going to ask it. Anonymous asks, anything new on the mini tier course Bob mentioned a few months ago? I'd really like to take that class.
Now I can't remember what we mentioned.
You were going to have a steer course, or we were talking about doing a steer course out of your range.
Yeah. I don't have anything lined up for that. We have done that out of my range before.
Okay.
And I wouldn't even say like the part of the steer. It was more of a survival course than it was steer and, you know, like doing the interrogations and getting beat up and all that. Doing restraints, there's a little bit of that, but it was mostly just survival. But I don't have anything lined up.
If only you knew a trained interrogator.
Yeah.
I, can make that as real work as you want.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's legal doing that.
We have ways of getting the information.
That was a fun MOS, let me tell you. So topics, I mean like bushcraft, survival, fire making, shelter making, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I can see that going over well.
And, you know, it's interesting for the majority of people. You know, if they've never done stuff
to
like
a point.
That.
Only to a point. Not if you did the real seer course. The interest, the novelty of it soon wears off when you get into certain elements now, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Not going any further than that. Set up the next question there, Lee, because we're coming up on the break and we're heading into the
final segment. Lee.
Okay. Bryce says, I just took a class and the instructor taught us to come to our chest during the draw and then push out two-handed. What are your thoughts on this? It seems a lot slower.
Hold that thought. When we get back, Bob Keller will be giving you your answer. If you get it right, you get a toaster oven. Bob is the instructor at Gamut Resolutions, where he will teach you how to kill bad people, and that's worth the weight in gold. Lee Williams is an investigative reporter, and when I say investigative, he does not copy and paste. Find him his stuff at armedamericannews.com, at saf.org for Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Reporter Project, and at thegunwriter.substack.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire, and this is Lock and Load.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
Okay.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Same game fire always seems to go so fast. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams and Bob Keller in the Think Aim Fire segment. Reiterate that question one more time if you can, Lee, real quick.
I just took a class and the instructor taught us to come to our chest during the draw and then push out two-handed. What are your thoughts on this? It seems a lot slower. Bob?
I don't ever do that. Not that there's anything wrong with practicing that, but we already talked about it at the beginning of the episode is that I go back to, I'm not only when I train, go back to holster, but I force my students to do it just so they can get the reps on going back to holster and coming out of the holster fast. Cause that is the hardest thing to do. Anyone can push out from chest to target, and do that fast, but how many people can come out of the holster and do it sub second? So, and I guarantee, so like, it'll always, it's usually cops are, like, when I have them going back to holster, I'm like, don't, you know, try not to train going back to your chest, because you're not getting the reps in, and then they'll be like, yeah, but if we're going on the target, or coming in the target, coming in the house, our gun's already going to be on the holster, we're probably going to be presenting from chest or low ready, which is totally, totally right. But if you can come out of the holster and do it sub-second, I guarantee you can come from the chest and present sub-second.
Right.
Right, so why not always practice from the hardest spot?
Is the unholstering and reholstering, is that sort of like the landing takeoff of a plane where most of the accidents occur?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Especially, the accidents happen going back to the holster, for sure.
Right.
But yeah, it just rep it out, you know, out of the hardest things. If you, like I said, if you can do it sub-second out of the holster to target, you can do it from anywhere else.
Are you meeting your draw hand with your support hand? Nope. You come up in it, so you're just sticking it out there and bringing your hand to it.
Yep. That left hand for me, as a right hand shooter, it is playing catch up. So as long as that left hand gets on the gun by the time it gets fully presented, that's the only thing I care about. That gun does not stop for anything going to target. That's the gun that's saving your life, right? So if you have a specific spot in your draw where that left hand meets that gun, I can guarantee there's going to be a split pause before railing out, which most people are taught that, including myself way back when.
Oh, yeah.
That gun comes out of the holster. Like, think about your draw stroke. If you didn't have a left hand and you were going to come out of the holster one-handed, you would go right from holster to target, right?
Right.
It wouldn't stop, or it wouldn't go to your chest and then present out. It would go right to target. Well, you shouldn't do anything different with two hands. That gun comes out of the holster, goes to target, and the left hand's playing catch up. So sometimes my left hand might meet the gun halfway to the target. Sometimes it might meet right when I get fully presented. But I don't care about where that left hand meets. The gun that's saving my life needs to get on target fast. That's the only thing that matters.
So iconoclastic. Yeah,
this was started by some of that YouTube commando stuff, you know, because they think it's cool, you know. Push out from the chest and use a 12-step draw. Anyway, yeah, it's all BS. Trent J. says, I bought a SIG P320. Is there anything to this accidental firing stories? Have you guys ever seen this happen?
Nope. I think it's operator error. I think it's operator error. The only thing I have run into, and the reason I don't have a SIG P320 now at all, is because of the FCU. There's as many iterations of the FCU as there are versions of Android running. Right. And they have a few. Like, I had made this switch, and I was going to use the M18 as my carry gun. And it had a curved trigger. And I took it to the range, and I pulled the trigger back, and it froze in the back position. And SIG knows about that. And all they'll tell you, and they're not getting out in front and saying, hey, listen, we need to send these in. All they'll tell you is that, you know, it's a known issue, send it to us, and we'll fix it. And they did, and I had to pay to send it to them, and I had to pay to have it fixed. Now, the straight-triggered FCUs do not have that problem. So if you have a 320 with a straight trigger, you were good to go. As far as the guns just firing on their own, I think that's, what do they call that, legal momentum? I think you got a bunch of cops that put their fingers in the trigger, and they get out there and run around out into their holster, and they're like, it just shot while I was sitting there, man. I wasn't doing nothing. I was just having some wings.
So. Yeah, I think that cop's not wanting to get a couple of days off without pay. To be quite honest with you. I'm such a snob. I look at that P320. It's a good gun, but man, I'm so snobby now. It's not even funny with the Staccato. Billy asks, what's the status of the pistol brace ruling? I am a member of staff and GOA, so I'm covered, but any idea when and what the legal resolution will be? Yeah. The Fifth Circuit, every judge that's heard a pistol brace case, and there are five if NRA tries to get theirs through. This thing's going to go down. They're granting judicial notice that, you know, all these members of all these program groups are enjoined. ATF can't touch us. So don't worry if you're a staff or GOA or both member. You can't be harmed, and this brace will go down. It'll be just like the ruling that the Biden-Harris administration got on the what defines a receiver. Joe's going to go down. Don't worry. Your pistol brace is going to be fine. You don't need to destroy it like the ATF suggests.
I would think that, practically speaking, since they don't know who's a member or what, that they're going to just not bother with it right now until it gets all done, right, as far as the ATF is concerned. Yeah. Unless somebody stupid and goes out and commits a crime with one, right?
Yeah. And basically, SAF membership is secret. GOA membership
$15
is secret.
I'm telling everybody to join SAF. I told somebody that this morning. He was railing about how he's a felon now. I was like, well, okay, spend $15.
Yeah.
Viola.
Fine.
You'll be
covered.
Yeah.
Oh, this one, next one is interesting. Anonymous. Do you guys have any experience with the Chris Vector? Has Bob ever had one go through his class? I don't think I've ever shot one.
Never heard of it.
It's weird gun that shoots, it uses Glock 45 right? magazines. It's a very odd duck. It's a very odd looking duck. It's cool.
It's supposed to not have any recoil. I remember that.
It does have a problem with blowing out of the side, or it used to. I don't know about now, but they used to have a problem with it blowing out the side on the offhand side, on the right side of the gun.
Well, I would say this. If Bob hasn't seen one or doesn't even know what it is.
I'm not a gunner gear person, so
yeah,
that's not very much for me. But no, I have not seen one in my class though. So,
but you've had pistol caliber carbines go through.
Yes. Yep.
And that's not a problem. I mean, you can show up with a Ruger 10/22 and take this class, right?
Yep.
So yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know they were still around, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Never shot one. Had an opportunity at a SHOT Show.
I haven't either. The only
range safe.
The only pistol caliber carbine I would own would be a CZ Scorpion. And that's it. I don't own one of those. So all I have are ARs.
Yeah.
Same.
And good on you. I mean, cheaper, no recoil. Why not? Okay, this is
this will be the last one.
This is the third time we've got one of these questions. It's not really a question. I bought an optic from Amazon and it was counterfeit. Amazon took care of me, but you should warn people not to buy gun related products from Amazon.com.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, I mean, you got time for a second one if that's all you got, but it's got to be quick.
Okay.
Be a yes or no answer.
Did a story on Daniel Donier. He owns a range in Vermont. They shut him down. You guys think? I think we need national range preservation law, kind of like preemption, but for ranges. So yeah. nobody could come through and just say, "Hey, it's too loud or too."
Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
Well, it's a federally regulated. It's federally regulated industry that's heavily regulated, and all these guys have got to die. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be the president.
Yeah, no kidding.
Lee, you set it up because, yes.
And I'll be the treasurer.
Absolutely.
Trust me, I'll be the treasurer. No problems there. Guys, thank you very much for getting. Bob, listen, we missed you. Every time we've been setting up without you, we have been missing on you. So you need to be available.
Same, brother.
All right.
Talk to you guys.
Thank you for joining me today. That's Lee Williams, investigative reporter, and Bob Keller at Gamut Resolutions. Find Lee's stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com, at Armed American News, and at saf.org. Find Bob at Gamut Resolutions. Schedule a class. You'll get to learn all of that stuff, especially the draw stroke. That's probably worth going just for the draw stroke, where he does away with all of that dogma.
That's right.
Dogma. A lot of the stuff you get involved with on range at a class is dogma that they got taught by somebody else. Anyway, thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.